we have to be kind, helpful, and merciful, not only to humans, but to all creatures. Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, writes, on the Day of Judgment, a person will be presented in front of Allah, and the person will say, Ya Rabbi irhamni, O my Lord, have mercy on me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, have you ever shown mercy to anyone for the sake of my pleasure? Even if you have shown mercy to one bird in the world, today I will show mercy to you. What a beautiful narration. On the Day of Judgment, the person who will receive the divine mercy of Allah will be very fortunate. Indeed, the person who will attain the divine mercy of Allah will enter paradise. Who will get the divine mercy of Allah? The one who has shown mercy to anyone in the world. There's a hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, La yarhamu Allahu man la yarhamu nas. He who does not show mercy to people, Allah does not show mercy to him. Be kind and be merciful to each other and to animals as well. We are the ummah of the one who was sent as the rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy for alameen. To be the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is a requirement that we should also be merciful. Develop feelings of love, affection, brotherhood, and kindness in our hearts. Be kind to each other and help your family members and help your neighbors and help each other whenever in need. We may not be able to help everyone, but we can help as many as we can. Try to relieve the suffering of the Muslims. It is stated in a hadith that whoever relieves the suffering of a Muslim, Allah will relieve him of the sufferings of the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.